Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
And welcome to No Filler, the music podcast dedicated to sharing the often overlooked hidden gems that fill the space between the singles on our favorite records. My name is Quentin. I've got my brother Travis with me as always. And we're hunkering down, dude. We are staying indoors. I don't know about you. We got to talk about the virus, man. We can't just pretend like nothing's happening. Podcast world.
I mean, this is day two for me for working from home, like mandatory remote working.
Yep.
And part of me likes it. Part of me is already getting stir crazy a little bit.
Yeah, dude. Me too.
We're trying to like just get up, get out and do a lap around the neighborhood or something like that, you know, once a day just to leave, you know?
Yeah.
But then every time, because I'm super paranoid, it's like anytime we pass somebody,
yeah,
I'm like, well, there it is. I guaranteed I just got it just by walking by that person. Guaranteed.
Well, but dude, if you see someone coming your way, just cross over to the other side of the street.
Yeah, but this is not, we're walking through like trails and stuff. There's no street.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we did that too today. We're trying to get out and hike because, you know, I live up in Washington. There's plenty of places to go out and
seclude yourself. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, we're going to pass at least 3 or 4 people while we're hiking.
I mean, look, here's the thing. If the person's not breathing on you, I doubt walking past them quickly is going to amount to anything. But they do say that it's airborne, you know, it's not just through touch. So, you know,
yeah,
either I stay indoors for the next 8 weeks and hunker down, or I lighten up a little bit and go outside.
Yeah. Well,
either way, yeah, this is crazy. You know, as far as the music industry is concerned, everybody's last week when they canceled South by Southwest and Coachella, that's when I think everybody started to pay attention. Cause like,
yeah,
Coachella is like the epicenter of music festivals, you know? And if they cancel, something's going down, man. And then of course, NBA, all the major sporting events, you know, canceled their seasons and stuff. But yeah, as far as music is concerned, it's crazy. It's nuts, man.
One thing that's cool, the Seattle Symphony is streaming performances live online. And I just saw that some major bands are playing live stream concerts. Like Coldplay just did one, Keith Urban. So that's kind of cool.
That is cool. Yeah, I like that.
Anyways, yeah, I've got all the free time in the world right now, dude. I'm temporarily laid off. My restaurant just closed, like every restaurant up here. And pretty soon, every restaurant in America, it seems like it's going to be closing the doors for a little bit. So
yeah, you know, I wonder what's going to happen to fast food restaurants. Like, are they going to close? Because right now I'm just seeing a ton of advertisements on Facebook and stuff for, like, you know, Whataburger is basically like, hey, you know, you can use our app to order ahead and then we'll just hand you the bag out the window. Like, they're really trying to get creative with how they're, you know, trying to encourage people to come back out, you know.
I mean, they're still doing drive-through service,
which makes sense. You know, it's just, you don't have to go inside. You just grab the food and you're gone. But obviously, all it takes is one fast food worker to get the virus, and then, well, oops.
Right. And and they're going to still go to work because they don't have any other choice.
Well, I'm hoping they're doing what your restaurant was doing, where they're requiring you to take your temperature when you sign in to work that day, clock in or whatever.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah.
That's what they were doing before we closed.
Yeah.
And that has been COVID-19 talk with the twin brothers.
Yeah, I mean, we could be having this little weekly chat here for the next 2 months or so.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, man.
Anyways, so last week we talked about Smashing Pumpkins and their debut album, Gish. And for the sidetrack, I was just kind of looking through, trying to find, like, influences for the band or, you know, some of Billy Corgan's favorite bands at the time. And he mentions this band called Spiritualized as one of his favorite bands. I don't know about you, Trav, but I've never heard of Spiritualized. I haven't even read that name before. As you know, like, I didn't know there was a band called Spiritualized.
Yeah, I had never heard of them either.
Never heard of anything about them. Definitely never heard any songs from them. So they are a experimental space rock dream pop band. Space rock is mentioned several times when people talk about Spiritualized. So I went ahead and just pressed play on track one of their very first album, which came out in 92. And dude, I was hooked right from track one. And it's just one of those moments where it's like, dude, all these years I could have been jamming this album. All these years I could have been enjoying this band.
You can't.
Like, how did I miss them?
Can't dwell on that, Q.
How did I miss him?
Hey, you know what? You found him now and you're jamming him now. That's all you need to know.
So the album's called Laser Guided Melodies. Again, it came out in 1992. The cool thing about this album, this is one of those, you know, we preach it all the time on this podcast. This is a press play and listen to it all the way through. So it's 12 songs and they all really flow together well. The way that they originally released this, it was on two LPs, and also this was, you know, in the CD age. So the way they did it was, if you look on the back of the album cover, the songs are kind of grouped together and they're color coded. So basically the album is four suites, and each chunk of songs is about 15 minutes long. So if you bought the CD, it was only four tracks on the CD. One track would have the first three songs. Track two would have tracks four through seven and so on.
So, I mean, but now obviously they split them up, right?
No, it's all split up. Yeah. And if you buy the LP, tracks one through three are in red, tracks four through seven are green. So that's like side A. It's pretty cool. And what's great about it, they really are separate, like, vibes and overall sounds. It really is four distinct styles. It's great. My favorite section would be tracks four through seven, which I play a little bit of Step Into the Breeze for the intro, and we're going to outro out with Run. Both those songs are singles, so I didn't want to do them as, like, the main song that we're going to play. But it's a really great album. It's just, it's one of those that you just need to give a listen to really appreciate. It's very, like I said, ambient at times. There's a lot of moments in there that sound very like Velvet Underground. There's a song called Run on here that I said I'm going to play at the end. And he actually, like, borrows a line basically from the Velvet Underground song, Run, Run, Run. And he kind of phrases it the same way in the song. So
they're not even trying to hide it.
Nope, definitely not. He's definitely a big Lou Reed Velvet Underground fan. Anyways, man, this is a sidetrack. I want to keep it short and sweet. Let's just fucking play a song. I might play a couple tracks here, just a little bit, give you like a sense of a couple different suites and how they sound. Let's play track two. This one is called If I Were With Her Now.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely, like you said, it's a movement, you know, like kind of reminds me of our conversations about progressive rock with Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
how, totally. Or even better, Moody Blues, right?
Right.
That record that we touched on, Days of Future Past, where it was, you know, it was just like this. It had four different movements.
No, it's cool, dude. Like, And that was just one song. So I wanted to play the majority of it just because, you know, it kind of had that little silence and right in the middle, and then it completely changes. Really, really like experimental stuff for sure. And dude, this is just another one of those great examples of how, you know, all the different things that were going on with rock in the 90s. I feel like the 90s may have been like the first era in music where so many things are borrowed from previous generations, as far as, I mean, like all the different sub genres that rock stems off and forms from, you know, nowadays. With this, like, you can hear influences like the Velvet Underground. You can hear, The Who in quite a few of these songs, especially in the second movement.
Do you want to know who I heard when I first listened to some of these tracks?
What?
Have you ever listened to the Stone Roses before?
No, I never heard them.
Dude, big time. There's a few tracks on this record that have some heavy debut record Stone Roses vibes. Which, cool. they came out in the 80s, so.
Okay.
But yeah, to the point you were making about how the 90s was perhaps like the first decade that borrowed from previous decades, like heavily borrowed. I feel like you just need time, you know? That's why you're hearing the 90s come back, both in fashion right now and in music, because you just need that time to where like, oh, it's cool again, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, like with the 90s, you had, as far in terms of rock and roll, you had essentially 3 decades to pull from,
right,
you know,
right,
or at least 2 if you go 60s and 70s.
Yeah,
because a lot of 90s was about trying to get away from the 80s. That's what the grunge music was all about, you know.
Yeah. So, you know, going back to us, we've talked about dream pop before, and with dream pop being synonymous with shoegaze, this is definitely, this has got a lot of great shoegaze dream pop kind of moments. Pitchfork actually, back just a couple of years back, a list of the 30 best dream pop albums of all time, they put this one at number 11. So so I want to play just a little bit of another song just to give you a taste of, you know, kind of the changes in sound and vibes between each suite. We're going to jump down. So that was at the very beginning of the album, the first suite, and I'm going to play the first song that wraps up with the fourth suite. So this is track 10. It's called Angel Sigh. All right, just give a little taste of that one. Good stuff, man.
Yeah, I go back to to what I was saying about Stone Roses again.
Yeah.
They're a little less, for this song, definitely more, more Velvet Underground than Stone Roses, like you were saying, but yeah. Man, I'm trying to put my finger on another band that it kind of sounds like. So when did this record come out again?
1992.
Yeah. There's just a ton of stuff going on. But what I was trying to think of is if I hear any, Smashing Pumpkins in this, or as far as like, is it, you know, Smashing Pumpkins is already, you know, Gish has already happened, but yeah, because you said that these guys were a big influence on him, or he was just not a fan of them.
Not an influence, you know, but Corgan's a fan of this band, and I, you know, I don't remember when he was quoted as saying that, but yeah, this is a band that he enjoys listening to, and I can see some influences too. I mean, it kind of, I feel like they both have that soft vocal delivery. There are moments in the song that are, you know, it's just in that shoegaze pocket, just like with Smashing Pumpkins and My Bloody Valentine and all that stuff. But again, like each, you know, the four suites of the album are all very different, which is on purpose. So the two in the middle, we didn't really play too much of, but again, I'm going to fade us out with another song from the second suite, which is a lot more just like straight up more rock and roll, like more upbeat kind of stuff. But yeah, that was a few tracks from Laser Guided Melodies. Dude, give this album a listen, man. And just give it, you know, all the way through. It's really, really worth, you know, a good 2-3 listens to really appreciate. And I'm going to dive into, you know, they've got a ton of albums. And I'm kind of curious to see where he goes with it. And, you know, if he really sticks to this kind of sound, or if it kind of turns into anything else over time. Anyways, yeah, so that's that. Keep it short and sweet. Now, Travis, this segue is going to be brutal. Just brutal. But, you know, a lot of people have a lot of free time right now. You know what free time's good for, brother?
A little. I got an idea. You just turn the lights down a little bit, maybe? Is that what we're talking about?
Maybe light a candle or two?
Candle. Put on a little Barry White.
Yep. And, you know, get smooching with your boo.
Get smooching with your boo. And maybe you need a little help in that arena.
Maybe you're like, you know what? We got all this free time. Let's spice it up. Let's get some toys, you know?
Yeah. All right.
Let's try out something new in the bedroom. Now's the time.
So, you know what's even better, though, Q? Free stuff. Free stuff for the bedroom.
Free stuff is awesome.
Free stuff to spice up your bedroom is even better.
Even better, my friend.
And we're talking about adamandeve.com, Q.
That's what we're talking about. Yes. Dude, and you know what? It's just a click away. You don't even have to go to a store. I'm trying to stay indoors.
So, Q, we can, you know, if you go there, you can select almost any item, any one item, for 50% off. And then Adam and Eve loads on the free stuff. Now, do you think they put the word load in there for a reason, Q?
Oh, I hope so, dude.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
So, hop on adamandeve.com, pick out something nice, throw it in the cart, and if you type in no filler in the promo code, Adam and Eve will give you 50% off of that item, and they're going to throw in one sexy item for him, a special gift for her, and a third item that you'll both enjoy, and they're going to throw in 6 free spicy movies to help you get in the mood with your boo. Plus, free shipping, dude.
What more do you need? Especially, like you said, Q, right now, what else are you going to do, man?
Dude, it's time to spice it up.
Yeah. Man. That's promo code NoFiller at adamandeve.com. All right, Q. So we're now, you know, it's time for that, the beloved segment. It is what you heard time.
What you heard. I'll let you go first this time, brother. What you been hurting lately?
All right, Q. I'm going to do something out of left field here, okay? But it is, honestly, a album that I've been jamming quite a bit lately. And I don't think jamming is the right word to use. And you'll see why in just a second, okay? So, Biosphere, have you heard of them? Or him? I think it's just one person.
I feel like I've probably heard a few Biosphere songs in my day.
I guess the best way to describe him, very similar to Lossal, right? So it's ambient.
Mm-hmm.
And he sort of uses, you know, field recordings, that kind of thing.
Now, does it have like those kind of clicky
type
beats?
No.
You know what I mean?
Okay. No, it's more...
ambient?
It's just straight ambient, but very like... Man, I don't know the best way to describe him. But so the guy's name, he is from Norway. Now, I know I'm not going to pronounce this right, Q. Geir Jensen.
Mm.
But he goes by Biosphere. And again, the most... The ambient, just the umbrella of ambient, he falls under that. But mostly it's kind of drone ambient.
Okay.
Anyway, he put out an album, or he did a soundtrack for this movie called Insomnia. It came out in 1997. So, hey, at least I'm staying in the right decade here. But I don't know if I've mentioned this before, and I feel like we've really only talked about ambient music on our Lossal episode, really, you know. Anyway, we're just going to play one track off of this. I feel like, I mean, I like to listen to this kind of music all the time. But if you like to listen to music that reflects the current situation that you find yourself in, just being a human on the planet right now,
mm-hmm.
this music can kind of give you that sense of you know, doom.
Impending
and
doom.
Yeah, impending doom. So anyway, we're going to listen to, this is actually a very beautiful song, actually. But it's the very second track. It's called Lounge.
Lovely.
Yeah, the vocals in that have always like stuck with me. Like I listened to this a long time ago. Who knows when the first time I heard it, but like I always hear that particular part when her vocals come in for the first time in mm-hmm. my head, and then I'm like, oh, I gotta go back and listen to this record because it's great. Anyway, you may recognize the guy on the cover there.
Yes.
He was most recently in the film or the TV show Chernobyl on HBO.
Was he in one of the Black Mirror episodes? Did you watch all that?
Very possible, yeah. He's not being credited as okay. that. Okay. But that's the thing. It could have been one of his kids. But yeah, his, you know, I don't remember his name, but the guy that plays Pennywise in the It reboot is Yeah, one of his kids. So.
Oh, cool.
There you go. It's one of those, you know, all of his kids act. Anyway, it's just one of those fans. It's like the freaking...
the Gyllenhaals.
Sheen. The Sheens. Yeah.
Yeah, the Sheens.
They're the fucking Wahlbergs. Anyway, if you like that kind of stuff, if you like dark ambient music, that's one of those records you can just hit play on. The vocals aren't featured very prominently. I think it's only one or two tracks that have that those vocals. The rest mm-hmm. of it is more of that just kind of dark, moody, ambient music. I personally really enjoy listening to that stuff when I work. Yes, I know it's dark and you know could be perceived as like depressing and stuff, but I don't know. I just like it. So anyway, again, that was a ambient artist named Biosphere, and that was his soundtrack for the movie Insomnia. All right, Q, what you got?
All right, so last week on my favorite radio station, KEXP, I feel like they're playing more songs that are kind of tongue-in-cheek about, you know, the COVID-19 situation that we found ourselves in.
You guys have been living it for a few weeks longer than most of yeah. us have up in Washington.
Yeah. Within the last few days, I've heard Don't Stand So Close to Me by the Police on there. And I heard this other song by this band called the Falcons of Fine Dining. Never heard about this band before. It is clearly a group of people that work in the restaurant industry that decided to form a band. So the album's called All You Can Eat. It came out in 2017. Here's some of the song names. Track 1, Open Bar. Track 4, Tip Pool. Ticket Time. I Heart the Hostess.
So it's like a joke band.
Yeah, and I know you hate those kind of bands. I know you just can't stand them.
I just don't think it's I don't know. I don't find it.
The I love it. Never,
I mean, I understand. I get it. I just
yeah.
I think Weird Al is
Don't you dare say something you're going to regret.
I was going to say Weird Al is the only one that I've ever really listened to, but that's because, you know, it's Weird Al.
Yeah.
But other than that, so it's not clever, you know?
I love it, man.
You're not fucking funny.
No, it is clever, dude.
No. Okay.
different. We'll agree to disagree.
Of clever.
All right. Anyways, this song is called Wash Your Hands. And it's clearly it's loosely based off of Devo's Whip It. Anyways, let's play a little bit of Wash Your Hands. That song has never been more timely.
Yeah, great advice right now.
Yeah.
Great advice. Yeah, so do you think that they, you know, this is the moment that they've been waiting for this, you know?
Well, like I said, dude, the album is about working at a restaurant, you know what
sure,
I mean?
Sure.
Yeah, it was humorous hearing that on the radio.
I doubt you have actually listened to any of the other songs, right?
Oh, I've listened to a few of them, dude.
So do they follow, like, do they sound like a different, like you said, this one kind of nods at Whip It a little bit. Like, do all the songs do that?
Yeah, yeah. There's another song in here called Corner, which mm-hmm. is, you know, something you have to say when you're working, like you say behind or okay. corner if you're coming around the corner. So you don't bump into people with a tray full of food as you're going out of the kitchen or whatever. But yeah, it's very heavy, like heavy rock. So yeah, I think I haven't heard the whole album, but they borrow from a lot of genres and bands. But yeah, dude, it's just one of those Weird Al type bands.
Yeah.
Anyways, I heard that last week. I felt like I had to share it. It's, you know, wash your hands, people.
Wash your hands. Keep your distance. Stay inside.
And jam out to some tunes.
And, you know, also AdamandEve.com, promo code NoFiller. if you want to get spicy.
All right. So that's it. That's our sidetrack on Spiritualized. And next week, we're going to cover Stone Temple Pilots and their album Purple.
Yes, we are.
That's going to be... I'm going to let you handle that one, brother.
Yes, that's fine.
I'm excited to hear it. I haven't listened to the album all the way through yet, so...
Yeah, you know, it was either their debut or this one. And I chose this one because, to me, my favorite... One of my favorite songs from the 90s era is on this record, and that's Interstate Love Song. So I wanted to see what else is on this record that I don't know. You know, because like we said, we like to talk about the songs that aren't singles, obviously. That's the whole premise of the show. I can't say that I've actually listened to this record all the way through. So I did that a couple days ago to prepare for next week's episode, and I've got a few good songs to cover here, Q.
Sweet. I'm excited, man.
But yeah. Anyway, that'll be next week, and we're just going to continue our leisurely stroll through some iconic 90s bands. And dude, I'm pumped, man. This is my favorite decade for rock music, I think.
Totally. I'm excited too.
All right, man.
All right, so hey, Travis. Ooh. I know you can find us at nofillerpodcast.com, but where else can you find us in this wide world of webs?
Well, Q, we are part of the Pantheon Podcast Network. You can find us there. That's pantheonpodcasts.com, where you can follow the main Pantheon feed and have access to all the great music podcast content that they have on the feed, which, you know, includes our episodes that drop once a week, as well as many other great podcasts, all devoted to music. Basically, it's just a podcast network devoted to sharing and talking about music. So we are very fortunate to be a part of the Pantheon family.
I mean, and what better time than now? You know, we're all just sitting at home.
Yeah, man.
If you're going out, you're probably just going on a leisurely stroll, you know, trying to keep your distance. Hop on the Pantheon Podcast Network, press play, and just listen to all the great music podcasts that are in the network. Or just listen to us, dude. Just go to episode one, and we got hundreds, not hundreds. We haven't reached 200 yet, but we've got over 100 episodes in our catalog now. Press play and jam out to some music with us. You got all the time in the world. I know you do.
Yeah, the funny thing is, like, if you wanted to, if there is a 90s band that you are hoping that we talk about, we're not going to talk about them because we already talked about them. I'm talking about Alice in Chains. That was our very first episode.
Yeah.
It was on Dirt.
Dude, that's like one of the only 90s albums that we've covered so far.
Yeah, I think so.
Except for Green River.
Right. But yeah, I think so. Go back and listen to episode one. If you do, you're going to hear some Alice in Chains. But yeah, it is worth noting that not all of our episodes are on the Pantheon Network. If you want our early episodes, you have to follow our show individually. And again, you can find us on iTunes. You can find us anywhere you find your podcasts. But yeah, if you wanted to see our show notes for each episode, go to nofillerpodcast.com, and we list out track lists and any sources that we pull information from, like articles, interviews. Sometimes we'll post videos if it was a video interview that we watched. But yeah, anyway, that's that. So yeah, next week, we will talk about Stone Temple Pilots' 1994 record, Purple. And that'll do it for us this week.
Yes, so again, I'm going to fade out with the song that kicks off the second of the four suites on Spiritualized Laser Guided Melodies. This song is called Run. So, thank you, as always, for listening. Everyone, please stay safe. Keep your distance. Wash your hands. My name's Quentin.
My name is Travis.
Y'all take care.
Hey everybody, this is Brian Reisman, host of the podcast Side Gems, which is now a proud member of the Pantheon family of podcasts. I've been a freelance entertainment journalist for 25 years now, and I often end up in conversations that go off on tangents. Suddenly you're discussing someone's outside passion or hobby, something you didn't know about, and it leads into revelations about their character and about their life outside of their art. I've often had to cut those details out because a story had a strict word count or a specific focus, so here, the entire focus of the podcast is just on their side jam or side jams. For example, Alice in Chains frontman William Duvall spent some time talking to me about reading history, which led him into talking about his public school education and how it was so terrible in high school that he actually managed to get into a private school for free so his life could take a different course. In this series of podcasts, you're going to be hearing my interviews with musicians of all different backgrounds and genres, talking about everything from surfing to collecting antiques to stargazing. I hope you enjoy Side Jams. Please tune in regularly, and I'll have a lot of interesting guests in store for you.
Hey, this is Liberty DeVito.
This is Mike Del Judas.
This is Michael Cavanaugh from Broadway's Moving Out.
This is John Jackson, director of the Billy Joel Archive.
This is Russell Javers.
This is Richie Cannata, and you're listening to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast. It's awesome.
I'm Michael Grosvenor.
And I'm Jack Fernino.
We're lifelong Billy Joel fans who launched a podcast in 2020 celebrating the music we love.
Whether you're looking for the greatest hits or the B-sides and rarities, you'll find it all here. And if you've ever wondered what happens behind the scenes of a concert or recording session, we've got you covered.
Join us as we explore albums, tours, band members, the latest news, and more. You'll also get a unique glimpse into the music industry straight from the musicians and other professionals who help make it all happen.
Tune in to Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, at glasshousespod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glass Houses, a Billy Joel podcast, is a proud member of the Pantheon Podcasts Network.